The Rodcast.
If you want more information, go to rodders.com and click on Rodders FM. Are we ready? I'm waiting for the signal from the chat room. Yeah, it looks like everyone's ready. So, without further ado, or any more monkeying, yes, monkeying around, there's someone in there called C. Moyles. It better not be Chris Moyles. Let's get on with the show!
Warning, warning, this show is complete bollocks and is not fit for human consumption. If you or anyone you know are suffering severe mental episodes due to the content of this show, call the Rodders FM Psychiatric Helpline on 0844-884-831.
You have been warned.
Your week's been up. You've taken crap from everyone you know. But Friday come like morning sun. It's Rodders. Brand new show.
It's got Z-list guests, crazy competitions, Mystic Mug, and Beelzebub.
This song is diabolical.
Thank God it's Friday. It's the day after Thursday. Thank God it's Friday. It's the day after Thursday. Thank God it's Friday. It's the day after Thursday.
Hello, this is Jackie Stewart, and you're listening to Rodders FM.
Yes, that's right. You're listening to Rodders FM, live across the internet on Rodders.com. I can't read MSN messages anymore, I'm afraid. It's getting ridiculous. My screen's too crowded. And the other laptop's playing up. But we are live across the internet on Rodders.com. Shout out to Lee Mills. Shout out to DJ Danny. And DJ Danny is being the mighty moderator of tonight's chat room. And I hope he's not as strict as Lee Mills. I got booted out of Lee Mills' chat room the other day. But seriously, tune into the Lee Mills show. It's a right laugh. We've got a fantastic show tonight. We have got an interview with Tribal Vibes. They're an amazing band. They're sort of reggae. And I saw them in concert last week. You Make Me Sick. And at the end of the show, we're doing the webcam weirdo, in which you have to get on webcams, and we need to find the weirdest listener. And Alan is going, hey, is this a proper radio station? What's that meant to mean? Is that some sort of insult? No, it's a crap radio station. It's called Rodders FM. We're live across the internet and not FM. Now, we're going to move on to the reason why I'm in such a bad mood tonight. It's time for this.
Now's the part of the show where Rodders will go on a rant about what really makes him sick.
You make me sick to my stomach.
You know what really makes me sick? Absolutely sick. I've had a really, really rubbish evening. Because of ticket touts. I tried to buy tickets to the Reading Festival this weekend. And I went on to readingfestivaltickets.co.uk. Don't go on it. It's a dirty fake, probably run by Osama bin Laden. Bin Laden was probably sitting there in his turban or a baseball cap or whatever the uniform is now in Al-Qaeda, because apparently they're meant to be wearing a certain uniform now. So it's the law now that Al-Qaeda and terrorists have to wear a certain uniform so they can be identified as terrorists and then arrested. I think that's genius by the government. I love them. And I don't love terrorists, that is. I don't like the government. But I'm not ranting about Gordon Brown this week. We should just call him. Oh no, I don't think we should even talk about him. Message from George. Nobody cares, says George. Now, this website, I tried to buy, I wasted like £180. And these touts just stole my money. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. But luckily we phoned the credit card company and got the whole transaction cancel. Thank goodness for that. Don't go to that stupid ticket site. And now, you know what else that really makes me sick? Illness, obviously. We're now going to speak to Tribal Vibes. This is when I caught up with them at the Global Cafe. So we're going to hear the interview, then hear one of their songs.
Oh, thank God it's Friday. Brought to you by Rodders FM. Get the podcast at rodders.com. RHODDERS.
All right, I'm in the Global Cafe with Tribal Vibe. What's the time? It's nearly Saturday. 5 minutes into Saturday, it's midnight, I think. Rodders FM. Hi guys, how do you think the gig went, Ashley?
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah, we love playing down here.
It's probably the best.
Yeah.
Ever.
That'll be free. Very free gig.
What's your name? Not
Devon.
Devon, not Cornwall. I was gonna call him Cornwall. That'd be stupid.
That'd be my brother.
Yeah. No way. And you did a lot of rap, freestyle and stuff. What was all that about?
It was about my personal walk with Christ.
I'd just like to explain, these guys are born-again Christians, and I was talking to the drummer, Devon, and I kept winding him up by calling him Cornwall. George is wondering, how do you get the webcam working? Plug it in, then click start webcam on your screen. I can't really explain. Maybe Lee or somebody out there who knows about StickCam can tell George how to use it. On with the interview, guys!
And my faith, basically, was something I recorded 4 years ago. But it was unplanned, it was kind of just out there.
Wicked. Like, most evangelical stuff, I just want to switch off. I go to church occasionally, but mainly just to meet people, because I don't know about God, but your evangelical stuff, sort of, it made me think, but how did you find God? Because I reckon at this point in my life, I'm too cynical ever to believe in anything.
Well, I got to the point where I was dabbling in this and that, and something happened in my life where I had to question whether life was really worth living. And then I started to pray, started to search, and I found God. Thank God I did.
Well, so he spoke to you?
Well, in a sense you could say, but it was more through scripture and preachers, people that was around me, certain people that was in my life. For instance, I'd get people coming up to me, didn't know nothing about my life, and was speaking into my life, telling me what was going on within my life. So, personal things.
It's weird, because sometimes I think, oh yeah, there might be a God, there might not, but there's always something to distract you. There's always life carrying on, and it's always moving, and you're always busy. I'm always busy, and you never get time to stop and think. And
it's not even like you have to think about it anymore. It's more the case that you know the truth, and it's with you all the time. It's not a gimmick. That's the only way I could say it. It's not something that we try for. It's not something that we're working for. It's just there, and it's just waking up and realizing that God is true, the Bible is true.
Yeah.
And trying to live right. That's
see where you come. Ash, you played a weird instrument. What was it? It was like a piano that you blew into.
A melodica.
Melodica. What was that like to play?
It's cool. I just got it 2 days ago, and I can't even afford it. I've got no money, but I just thought I want a melodica, and it's well worth it. Cause it's just I love having things to mess around with. Like now the band's got quite relaxed. You know, we just
onions.
Have things on stage, like onions, and if I want to pick up an onion and put it into our music, I can.
No, now you're just being silly. You should really start answering questions when you're being interviewed. And this melodica thing, if you haven't seen it, it looks like a kid's piano that someone stuck a snorkel in. Is it hard to play? It looks difficult.
Not really.
You just blow and press the keys?
Yes.
Does it play like a keyboard? Like there's
yeah,
a C, a D, and an E, and an F?
Yeah.
Were you nervous
and
playing?
A G as well.
Were you nervous playing tonight? Because I know there was no one here at the beginning, and something wants to start playing.
No, like,
the place got quite packed.
Nerves doesn't really do it anymore. Like, before we play a gig, we just come together, we have a good time. Like, we drove up together today, just, you know, we're all great friends, and we know that, you know, we just, you know, we can go into a place and play confidently, and, you know, it's great, you know. I mean, sometimes I'm a bit nervous about individual parts of songs, but, you know, it's just fun, and, you know, once you see other people smiling, you start smiling.
We're in the Global Cafe. What's the venue you like to play in?
Yeah, it's nice. Good atmosphere, good lighting. I can't complain. It's one of my favourites.
It's like the inside of a hippie mobile, only they've taken the wheels off and sort of stuck it in a large building.
Yeah, it is.
It's a good place. Would you come back here again?
Definitely.
Yeah, you've got a third time though, isn't it?
Second, yes.
Yeah. Are you playing any other gigs you've got in the future you want to plug?
This is a festival plug though. We're playing at the Sunrise Celebration on, what's the date? I think my voice is going to sound like Elliot's now.
What's the date? Oh, the date is the 29th of May to the 1st of June.
So 29th of May, 1st of June, where is it?
It's a festival called the Sunrise Festival.
Where though? What
down in Yeovil.
Down in Yeovil.
Yeah.
Wicked. Make sure people check that out. Thanks, Aaron. Yeah, no, I loved your gig tonight. It brought some mates along. It was fun.
Yeah,
thanks a lot. Now we're going to hear one of their latest songs. It's called Watch the Sun. tribalvibe.co.uk. Add them as a friend on MySpace as well. The song may calm people down because there's been arguing in the chat room tonight. This is Rodders FM. I made a very, very quick run to the loo. I have washed my hands, don't worry. So up next, we are going to be talking to the amazing Ashley French. And we're going to have such a fun time with him. He's completely mad, by the way. To prank call him, I think.
Hello,
it's Alfred here from More Than More Insurance, and I appear you've taken out a claim on a dog.
Get up. On a what?
On a dog, pet insurance.
Oh, yeah, I'm always burning dogs.
Ashley, you're on Rodders FM! Round of applause there.
Oh, wicked, hello.
I'm pressing the round of applause button, here we go.
I'm on Rodders FM. Elliot, we're live on
Rodders
FM. Say hello.
Oh, hello, Elliot.
We're live.
Good to speak to you again.
Say hello, Hattie. You're live on radio.
Hello.
Hello, Hattie.
Hello, we're live.
Ask Hattie for me if she was named after a hat.
Were you named after a hat?
Yes, I was.
Yes, she was.
Were her parents quite unimaginative?
Oh, okay. You're very unimaginative. We're live. What would you like me to say?
Well, I hope you're live, because if I'm phoning a dead person, I'm going to be very scared.
I'm alive.
Oh, I'd just like to say, what are you in the band? Because people out there have never heard of you.
Me? I play cello. I'm just generally pretty cool.
Cool.
Do you want to be on live radio?
You're right, dickheads.
That was a stranger.
Stranger.
I play cello in the band. And, that's me. I do a bit of singing. I play the melodica, which is a strange children's toy piano which he blows through.
It's great.
It makes a racket.
It's got a tube attached to it. It's great fun.
It does.
And last time I saw you gigging at the Global Cafe. We've just played the interview there. And what gigs have you played?
Oh,
yeah, we just played the interview of you guys there. And what have you guys been up to since then?
All sorts. Our drummer's just moved in. It's all been going good. We've just been practicing up, learning. We've written a new song, which is really exciting. I think it's probably the best we've written so far, actually.
Is it about me?
It's about Mr. Newbold, actually. You may know of him. He's a good bearded man.
He's actually a science teacher, so it's not about me.
Yeah. It makes me feel better about my beard too. That song. And we've got some gigs coming up. We've got some festival gigs coming over the summer, which we're really excited about.
Yeah, well, so the song's not about me. That's all I'm trying to ask here.
No, it's not about you. I'm currently writing a 50-year-long poem about you, Rodri.
Good, will you better? Because otherwise, I'm actually just going to condemn that song. The next Tribal Vibe song, all the rest are great. This next one's going to be terrible. It's not about me. I'm not playing on my station. I'm going to be a prima donna.
No! I wish it was about you, and I'll write a song about you one day.
Okay, you're forgiven. Ashley, guess what? I got scammed.
Really? Who by?
ReadingFestivalTickets.co.uk, which is fake.
Going to bad festivals.
It's a good festival. Just because you're not playing there.
It's not a good festival. It's commercial rubbish.
You're commercial rubbish.
It's like, the arts. No, sorry, I'm on a rant. I shouldn't be on a rant.
Oh, well,
everything is lovely and the world is great and everything's beautiful and I'm a lovely person, really.
Let's defuse the situation. Let's diffuse the situation. Carrot has signed in the chat room and says, "Hello, Ash. I like Tribal Vibes." And I bet that's just Elliot pretending to know. It's actually a real listener called Carrot.
No, I don't think it is, because I can see him and it's not a computer. But thank you to the person out there. And Tribal Vibes loves you too. as we love everyone who expresses their delight at our music. And we'll give you some freebies one day. Well, interestingly enough, Rodri, I came up with a question today which you might be able to answer.
Okay.
What is the opposite of top? It's once for all, what is it?
Bottom. A carrot from the chat room is saying, I saw you at Oxjam. That was an amazing concert. And also, I'd just like to say, Carrot, I was at Oxjam. I was the compere. I was on the stage more than anyone else. I was completely exhausted and I was telling very, very bad jokes. Now,
to be honest, Roger, I'm sure Carrot loves you too, and we all love Carrot. That was a good gig. Like, I loved doing Oxjam. You're a great compere.
Cheers
for
that.
You picked us up nicely. Thank you. About this time last year.
Elliot is a great person to interview, and he's always a nice guy to meet because he's always so calm and relaxed. But I always feel uneasy about calm people.
You always feel what?
I feel uneasy around people that are that calm and laid back because you just think, oh God, they're going to explode sooner or later.
Yeah, they are. They all are. They're all explosive. And they plot our demise.
Now,
really.
A lot of your let's get a bit heavy and serious for a while, then we'll go back to frivolous nonsense. And guys,
let's get heavy and serious, do it.
Yeah, Carrot, you can send in some questions to the chat room, and you lot make them sensible questions, or as sensible as Rod heads can make it, because you know they're all Rod heads out there. They're my fans.
Oh, wicked. Okay, well let's get serious.
Yeah, let's get serious. A lot of your songs are quite spiritual, like the song "Hola Bo" is all about speaking in tongues and how Elliot found God. Do the songs hold any particular meaning for you? Because I know you don't write them, do you, or do you?
We all connect with the songs. Like we're all together on them. You know, we've agreed to what we're singing about and writing about. You know, I mean the new one we've just got came to our drummer Devon just as he was going to sleep. Actually, he just got these lyrics and a tune and a bass line and everything. All just came to him once. And
what I'd like to know, you're all religious, aren't you?
I'm so religious. I mean, we're all Christians, but religion and Christianity can be divided easily. I mean,
well, no,
you know, religion is, to me, is rules and doctrine, and you know, Christianity isn't about that. You know, it's about where your heart is, not what rules you follow. You know, because if you're just following rules, then you're not really living up to much, because you're just being legalistic. You know,
but
we are all Christians. Yeah.
Would you say you were a Christian band then?
Well, we're not a Christian band in the sense that we're not like, you know, a Christian rock or a worship band. You know, we're a band of Christians playing music about our life influences, as anyone does. You know, anyone who's playing music is playing by the influences in their lives. I'm not sure, like, I mean, you know, these things happen, but, you know, we are a group of Christians and we're out on a mission, you know, and we're trying to reach out to people and give them a message of hope, you know. That's what it's all about, you know, all together, meeting new people and making friends, you know, and that's, you know, it's just such a thing that as humans we need to connect to again, you know, that sense of community, that, you know, getting people together and just enjoying getting around the fire and playing music, you know, it's such a gift, you know,
yeah.
It's such an amazing thing to be able to do. And,
I hear it, Ashley.
We've lost touch with that a bit, you know?
Yeah, Ashley, I hear exactly what you're saying, mainly because I've got my headphones on my head, but it's true that most people don't even know their neighbours. The sense of community in today's society has gone down the toilet.
It has, and it's a shame, you know, but it comes back, like, it's just the start of spring now. But if you go out on Brighton Beach, you know, the fires are starting to light up and people are playing music out, you know, and it does happen, you know.
I'd put a stop to that. They shouldn't be making fires on beaches. You know, it's against health and safety. What if a toddler falls over and burns himself? You know, what then? I'd hold you accountable for that.
Yeah, you can. You can hold me personally responsible, Roderick.
I do like you lot, though, because you get some people that say, some people take their, obviously you should take religion seriously, and I've never said there isn't a God, but you get some people who are very, very high and mighty, and you don't seem to be preaching, which is good. I mean, I can have a laugh with you, it's not like some people, because, you know, I work at Hospital Radio Reading. Each show we did an FM broadcast for a month, and each show had a sponsor, apart from the religious show, the Christian show on Sunday morning, because I didn't think it would be appropriate, so I piped up in a meeting, and I suggested that God should sponsor it. The whole room.
Well, the thing is, like, you know, people do very much view Christians as very boring people who sit around, you know, being very serious and you know, talking about, you know, damnation and you're going to hell, blah blah blah. You know, it's not like that. You know, I mean,
you know, yeah. we're talking about a baby you know, falling over and hurting himself because of you lot being irresponsible, like fires on Brighton Beach. Alan says, yes. I'd laugh if that happened.
I really wouldn't. I'd feel horrible. Tell Alan to not make light of the death of infants.
And do you know what our main topic of conversation is tonight?
What?
Ow, I'm burning myself with tea. If you saw me on the road cam, you'll see me clutching my throat. That hurt.
What's your main topic of conversation tonight, Roger?
Yeah?
What is it? What's your main topic of conversation? You never got to the boat.
Oh, no, I never did. It is all about old people and the funny things they said. I mean, I'm having singing lessons lately.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, which is a great laugh, but very expensive.
With Martin Quinn?
Yeah, he doesn't like me at the moment.
Martin, he's a lovely guy.
Basically, my granny was round and she said, oh, what are you doing these singing lessons for? And she expected me to say, oh, yeah, I'll be the next Pavarotti or I'll sing in a school concert. And I said, oh, well, I don't know, really. Basically for fun and see how it goes, because I've got no real ambition. I just want to try it because I'm not very confident at it. And she goes, well, there's no point in you having singing lessons if you're just going to go grow up and go shout in the streets.
And I said, that's a good response.
I said, Granny, why the hell would I go around shouting in the streets?
I think I'm with your grandma on this, actually.
Well, she did. I said,
yeah.
What?
I'm taking her side. You're wrong, Roger.
I'm
not. Become the next Pavarotti and don't go around shouting on the streets.
Speaking of Pavarotti, we've actually got the weasel equivalent of Satan in here.
Pavarotti,
yeah. I'm going to be Pavarotti. Do you want to hear my latest song? It goes,
sausages and bacon.
Oh, I'm wonderful. Rodri. Give me Boot Elliott out and I'll be your singer. Because you know your song,
yeah,
Warrior?
Okay.
You know your song, Warrior? In the bus with Elliot, he was driving and I was putting him off because I was inventing alternative lyrics to the song Warrior. I'm a warrior because I worry all the day. I'm a warrior. Yeah, 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 yeah. Switch off the lights when you're not using them. Turn the heating down to 10.
It's good to see that you're getting such a level of meaning out of our song.
Ashley, do you want to play Guess the Object?
Yes, I'd love to play Guess the Object.
Okay, hold tight there. Now, this jingle is a bit wrong. It says Hospital Radio Reading because I couldn't be bothered to change it. It's not Hospital Radio Reading. Don't worry, you're not in hospital.
And now live from Hospital Radio Reading,
is it a small miniature plastic trumpet?
No.
Is it a pencil?
No.
Is it a stapler?
No.
Is it a Hospital Radio Reading mug?
No.
It's Guess the Object.
Guess the Object. Guess the Object.
The part of the show where you guess the object.
Is it a spoon?
No.
Is this Guess the Object? Now, Ashley, I hope you're still there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Excellent. Now, I want you to try and get the whole... How many people are in your room?
I'm currently with 11 people.
Where are you?
I'm at home.
Oh, excellent. I want everybody...
Down in the Brighton.
Everyone to join in this game. It's small. Rectangular.
Okay.
Just shout out in the room now. What's small and rectangular? I need to know for this...
Hey, guys. I'm on a radio show right now. Can anyone think of a small rectangular object? Just anything off the top of your head. Matchbox. Is it a matchbox?
No, it's not a matchbox.
No. Anyone else? Small rectangular object.
TV remote.
No.
Mobile phone.
Put me onto a stranger.
Okay.
Oh, hello.
Hello, stranger. You're on Rodders FM. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name then?
My name's Cathy.
Really? That's my name too. Excellent. What?
Andy.
I'm describing a object. It's small and it's yellow and it's rectangular.
It's small and it's yellow and it's rectangular.
Yeah.
How exciting. Okay. And I have to guess it, I think.
Do you want to guess?
I already said matchbox and it wasn't that. I can't think of anything.
It's very thin and it sticks to things.
Very thin and it's... Oh, post-it note.
Yes, it's a post-it note. Congratulations.
Yes. Get in.
Excellent.
Wow. And with very little subtle toys.
That was brilliant. That was pretty good, actually. Are you a musician or got a website to plug or anything?
A website to plug? Yes, myspace.com/HattieSnoops. HattieSnoops.
Oh, you're a musician then or what?
I am. I'm a singer.
Yeah, do you want to put me onto Ash? Cheers for joining in and stuff.
All right, I shall pass you over. Thank you, Rodders.
Tell us where people can come see you live.
You can come and see us live. Our big gig coming up is at a festival called the Sunrise Celebration. It's in Yeovil, and it's on the summer solstice. It's supposed to be one of the best festivals in the country.
Excellent.
It's going to be an amazing gig.
Excellent. Now, do you just want to introduce the Warrior? We're going to play the remix of Warrior, so do you want to introduce that? And then I'm afraid you'll have to go.
Okay. Can I introduce it?
Go for it.
Okay. This is the big Fat Gabba remix of the song Warrior by Tribal Vibe, which is all about worrying. So enjoy your Gabba, get your bricks ready, punch yourself in the face, and enjoy the song.
Excellent. Cheers, Ashley. See you later.
Bye.
Call in now to play Guess the Object, or if you've got a problem, we LDWAB can help you. 0844-884-831 is my number. Call in. DJ Andrew, if you call in, I'll let you plug your show. George is going insane in the chat room on the webcam. Andrew, everybody, get on your webcams. We're going to be doing the webcam weirdo shortly. Lights in the evening, oh, and turn your central heating down. Call. We've just had a call. Phones have been going a bit ballistic.
Hello.
Hello. You're live across the internet on Rodders FM. Woo-hey. Oh, don't drop your dishcloth. Huge word of advice, or I'll just have to hang up.
Oh, God, okay.
Right, I might as well introduce you. This guy's called Rory. I knew him when I was between the ages of 9 and 12, I think, when we used to go to school together, and George Brooks is in the chat room. He might know you. I cannot believe it. I was so surprised when you rang in. So we haven't got much time left on the show, but, like, what's been going on in your life?
I've continued with the old acting, as I did with you. Been doing a couple of comedy things, sort of mainly stand-up. Been doing a bit of stand-up.
Really?
Which I've wrote myself.
Really? That's impressive. Let's stop right there a minute, because I've been, I'm very, very interested in stand-up, and I've joined this little group, one of the Gap students runs in the evening, and I've been writing a few jokes and performing them. I wouldn't call it stand-up yet, because I need to get good at it first, but how's that being? Have you performed stand-up in front of an audience yet?
I have, and it's one of the scariest things I've ever done in my life.
Where are you performing?
Well, the first one was actually at college, where we did a kind of like a open mic sort of night. And you could sort of do whatever you really wanted. I mean, my friend Anna Robb, she did a dance. Is that what she's really good at? And other people did sort of pants. And I thought, well, you know, this is a chance to sort of, you know, get out what I've sort of quite wanted to get into.
Well, if I had been in charge, right, I would have banned that dancing person, because you don't actually need a microphone to dance. It's just taking the mic. She's a deeply cynical person. And, you know, these sort of people are bringing society down, Rory. Is it anecdotal style comedy, like telling stories?
No, I'd say it's a cross between
a hedgehog and a rabbit.
Close. Victoria Wood and Alan Carr.
I love Alan Carr. Oh, guys, speaking of comedians, guess who I ran into in Leicester Square? Alistair McGowan.
Oh, goodness.
Please say you know who he is.
Yeah.
As in The Big Impression. No, you don't have a clue. Alistair McGowan is in The Big Impression. My mum
No, I have seen him. I saw him in Little Shop of Horrors, the musical.
Yeah, he was running late to a rehearsal. Oh, dear. What were we talking about? Stand-up. Yeah, did you get heckled?
Yeah, kind of, but I really like that because I'm quite good at my comebacks.
You smell.
Yes, no, he's like, well, I can do it now, but it's sort of while you're on the stage.
That's a great comeback.
It's a very momentary thing. It's sort of like you can sort of do it. I mean, I'm crap at doing it when someone says it to me in the street. And then, like, but when I sort of thought about it and written it down, and then it's sort of like if it actually happens, you sort of really do know what to come back with when the pressure's on.
Excellent. Have you got any tips for me if I want to have a bash at this whole thing? Because I'm taking it very steadily. I don't want to go somewhere and get my confidence completely destroyed.
Okay, basically, I think the most advice I can give you is write down all your ideas and rehearse them a lot and then show them to a couple of friends and family.
Cool,
and
that's what I've been doing.
Check out the jokes that make people laugh and then scrap the ones that don't.
I remember, right? I used to call you Wallens.
I know.
It's brilliant. Know. And I remember a story about your grandmother. You sat down once at Christmas and you say, oh, you know, people call me Wallens at school. And you sit to go, that's funny. People call me, used to call me Bollens. And the granny goes, well, as long as it's not bollocks.
That's right. Recently, this is the biggest news I've had. There's a show in America, in New York, on Broadway at the moment called Spring Awakening.
Boing.
A fantastic musical. And it's just coming over to West End, and my friend found a site for getting auditions, and I sent my audition form off yesterday, and now it's just sort of getting very overexcited about being able to go up for an actual proper audition in a real good theatre and actually getting paid for acting.
We got another caller on the line, so we better get to them soon, or they'll be upset. But yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. You can have a quack for your troubles.
Quack, quack.
That's Thank lovely, you. Isn't it? But ladies and gentlemen, he's been a impromptu guest, Rory Hollins. Woo-hey! Hey, cheers. Cheers. Is that the first ever genuine round of applause you've ever had?
Probably.
Hello, you are live across the internet on rodders.com. Hello, what's your name, caller?
How are you? It's 50s, Andrew.
Excellent. Now, can I just make a point? This guy called Michael something in the chat room, he always bombards me with questions, like, of how to set up a radio station. Michael, I'm not a question and answer thing. Seriously, if you're going to talk to me about this, talk to me after the show, and don't get impatient, because I'm right in the middle of doing the old radio show. I can't answer everybody's instant messages at once. Andrew, where are you calling from?
I am calling from a place called Claxton-on-Sea, and it's in Essex.
Oh dear, that cracks me up, that name, Claxton-on-Sea. Amber, you've got a radio show, I see.
Go to www.stickandandrew.com/DJ Andrew.
Wicked, type that into the chat room afterwards, because people are lazy and have short-term memory
problems. There you go,
problems.
Somebody's done it for me, you see? Jules has done it for us.
But we've got a Mystic Mug, our fortune teller here, so... Actually, I think she may be ill, but if she's not here, we've got Mystic Malcolm, her apprentice. Would you like to have a word of her?
Okay, then we'll pass me over, and then I'll see what they can predict for my future.
Okay, here we go.
She's been to the brink of insanity and back to tell you your future.
It's the magical, mystical...
Oh, this is great. They've turned up late. While I find them, do you mind just talking to the audience?
What do you want me to talk about?
I don't know, your radio show?
Twilight FM is a radio station that happens vaguely every night from about 11 till 3:30 in the morning. We play anything from the 60s,
excuse me?
70s, 80s, 90s and today.
Right, I found him, Andrew.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's Mystic Malcolm here. Mystic Muggers. He's got a cold.
Why didn't she tell me? If she was any sort of fortune teller, she'd be able to predict that.
She must have known. I don't know.
Look, she's a load of rubbish.
I've talked to her about I've been learning from the best.
Yeah, but you should really go to a speech therapist.
I will do.
Oh, when?
Tomorrow.
Wow, that's Malcolm's first accurate prediction of the entire night. Right, well.
Oh, I'm actually paying this guy to do your thing.
Do you want to predict that?
Tuppence halfpenny and an acorn. Now, DJ Andrew, I want to know, what's your star sign?
It's Gemini.
Oh, good.
Malcolm, I'm glad you didn't ask for his bra size, because that's what you did to our last caller. I think you might have upset her.
It's Gemini. That means, I think Twilight FM is going to get all confused because of the clocks going back and forward or whatever.
That's already happened.
Shut up, you, or I'll predict something really nasty.
Oh, go on, then.
You're going to turn into a sofa.
I give up.
I'm going to turn into a sofa?
Well, Twilight FM, you see, it's going to become Morning Light FM because you're going to forget to turn your clock back and then you'll get up at all the wrong times and you'll end up becoming the opposite of nocturnal and then you'll get an award for being the... where do you live again? Where do you live?
In Clacton.
You'll be given the Claxton Award for being the person who talks the most. They'll give you a big gold Claxton, and that's my prediction, sort of. Yes, it's done.
Yeah,
that's it. Anyway, cheers for coming on the show.
Find the weakest link.
Goodbye, cheers for coming
goodbye.
On the show, bye.
Warning, warning, ladies and gentlemen, switch on those webcams, it's the only competition you have a hope in winning. It's the Rodders FM. We're here.
That's right, it's the webcam weirdo competition. Now, weirdo number one, Danny, turn your mic on and tell us why you think you should get the webcam weirdo award. We're going live to Danny now.
Probably because I'm weird. That just sums it up.
Excellent, that's nice and concise, nice to the point. And he even had an echo effect. He went, that's because I'm weird. It just about sums it up. The rod cam, and we're going to see... all these different people. I can talk to people listening on this, Rory. What's going on here, actually? What we're going to do, we're going to put George on the main page. He is our second contender for Webcam Weirdo. Well, that was incredibly weird. I think the winner is... it's going to be Danny. George's pick... Rory has picked the winner to be Danny. So, Danny, we're going to have a lovely acceptance speech. I'm going to dial you up on Skype. George, I'll still send you a Rod's FM ringtone. We're going to phone Danny now, who's a bit of a granny. Oh, for goodness sake, this whole show is going completely bonkers at the moment due to the fact Skype is being very slow tonight. In fact, my whole internet connection is freezing. You're live on the show.
Hello.
You've congratulations.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You've won the Webcam Weirdo Award. Excellent. Would you, I'd like to have an acceptance speech, please.
Well, I'm really glad I won. I know I'm weird, and I admit that.
Excellent. Now, it's good to be an individual. You don't want to be like the crowd. Don't follow the crowd. Anyway, you and George are both going to get an exclusive Rodders FM ringtone. And anyone you want to say hello to?
Yes, hello to everyone in your room, and it's a great show. Keep tuning in.
Oh, thanks. I think I will keep tuning in. It's been a crazy, crazy rollercoaster of a ride, but here is the end of the show. Good night. Go to rodders.com, rhodders.com, download the Rodcast and get on the forum. Good night. Oh, marvellous. Now the jingle doesn't work. Let's try again. Good night.
Do a Rodcast, then a show, and then I really have to go. You've been the only thing that's right on the radio. Rodders, Rodders, you've been my favorite show. I can hear the radio if I'm not gonna hear your voice. Louder, louder, I'll turn up the stereo. I will hear the radio playing your.
Oh, yeah, I'm always burning dogs.